Wash your hands to avoid repelling fish. We're cleaning up with greater success. Next on Western Life Radio.
Play safe, play sober. BUI is boating under the influence. It is illegal to operate a motorboat while under the influence of alcohol. And in Utah, BUI penalties are the same as DUI. It will cost you money and may cost you your life. Play safe, play sober. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Clean hands could make the difference in catching more fish. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council begins with soap.
I usually take soap with me. I like to put my sunscreen on at home because then I'm not losing any fishing time. That may sound odd. So I'll put it on at home and that way I can wash my hands off. But I take soap with me as well because you never know if you have to change a tire and you get grease and oil on you. You know, you spill gas on you when you're filling up the vehicle. Those are all turnoffs to fish because they have a good sense of smell. And that's why there's a lot of scented products out there, scented baits and scents you can add to your product. So just to put the odds in your favor as always. Fishing for kokanee, there's scents to put in a scent chamber. Fishing for bass, there's stuff that smells like crayfish. And a little tip is the crayfish one works real well for trout too. If I was going to buy one scent, it would be crayfish, but there's other scents that help mask those smells that you may have. It's just a thing to help you when you're fishing. And typically what I'll do is when I'm fishing, if I'm catching fish like crazy, I don't worry about scent. But if it slows down or it's not working and I know there's fish there, then I'm going to put some scent on there. It'll help the fish hang on longer. And it may actually attract them to your product. I would tell people to make sure you pay attention to the regulations because there are some places that are artificial fly in there only. And you can't use scented baits.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.